Hello and welcome. I'm Dark Freya, and I'm going to hypnotize you today. So, you want to be a good submissive for your wife or partner? Become the perfect domesticated husband for her? And no, you don't need to be married. Every man should be perfectly domesticated for his woman after all. She deserves it, no matter what kind of relationship. This will turn you into a domesticated husband. I'm going to train you. Once we're done, you will desire to take some of the housework off her hands because you understand it's the ultimate submissive gift to her. And every time you do, you will lose yourself in submissive bliss and pleasure. You will be reminded how much pleasure and joy your submissive service gives her. Of course, this wouldn't be my recording if it wouldn't condition you. That's right, little boy. Every time you do it, you will lose yourself a little bit deeper in the submissive bliss of serving her. You will become a bit more trained, a bit better for her, a bit more submissive for her. And every single time you serve her, you're training yourself to become the perfect domesticated husband you want to be for her. Make no mistake, little boy. Once you listen, you will be trained. Are you ready to become the perfect submissive and domesticated man for her? As you're going to go into a deep hypnotic trance, never listen to this recording if you're driving, operating machinery, or are doing anything else that requires your full and undivided attention. Find a nice and quiet spot where you can comfortably relax, a comfy chair where you can lay back, lay down in a bed, or find another place where you feel comfortable and safe. As you will go into a deep trance and relax completely, you might want to use a nice and comfy blanket so that you stay warm and feel even more comfortable. Make sure that you won't be disturbed so that I, and only I, have your undivided attention. Turn off your phone, let your dog or cat out of the room, and make sure that you can relax and focus on me without any distractions. And while you enjoy this deep hypnosis with me, I want you to be safe. If anything unexpected happens, any situation you have to deal with in order to keep you or your reputation safe, you will instantly and completely wake back up. That's right. If anything happens, you will instantly be fully awake and able to deal with the situation at hand. You will only stay in this deep and relaxing trance with me as long as you're absolutely safe and feel good about it. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be even easier to let go and drift into a deep trance with me. And now, I'm going to slowly and gently guide you down into a deep trance. There is nothing you have to do but listen to my voice and just go along. If you just follow my voice and my instructions, there is nothing in the world that can keep you from going into a deep and wonderful hypnotic trance. Close your eyes and just go along with my instructions, and we will quickly and gently bring you into a wonderfully deep state of hypnosis. To make sure you're in a deep trance and your vulnerable little mind is open to my suggestions and ready for the first step of your domesticated husband training, I'm going to begin with my blanket induction. It's perfect to open up your mind and begin to take control. After that, little boy, we're going to put you in a mindset where you are completely submissive to your wife and where you are completely controlled by her. And then it's time to program you and turn you into the perfect submissive husband for her. Now, before we begin, let me quickly address the term husband. It's used as a generic term for a male partner. The same way this recording uses wife for your female partner. It doesn't, however, matter if you want to be domesticated for your wife, girlfriend, significant other, or any other female partner. You know for whom you're training yourself. And you understand that all women deserve a well-domesticated partner. You will simply substitute the terms in your mind because you know the important thing is your service to her. Now get ready to be domesticated. Open your eyes and find a spot on the wall or ceiling that is most directly centered in your upward vision. Look at this spot and allow it to become a visual anchor. Just focus all of your attention on this single spot while you listen to my voice and relax. Try not to blink while you stare. And as you focus all your attention on this one spot, allow your eyelids to become so incredibly heavy that they really want to close. Try to keep them open for me for just a little while longer and imagine how wonderful it will feel when you can finally relax your heavy eyes. How it will help you to relax your entire body completely and deeply. Think about how good it will feel to just let go and relax your tired eyes. And as your eyelids become as heavy as lead, you can let them close. Close your eyes now and just let all the tension in your body dissolve as you relax deeper and deeper into trance. As all the tension is melting away from your body, I want you to imagine that I'm going to pull a warm and heavy blanket over you. I start with your feet, and this blanket is very heavy and really warm and soft. As I pull it over your feet, you might already feel all the muscles in your feet relaxing, all the tension just draining away. The blanket is so heavy and so warm that it makes your feet feel really warm and all the muscles in them really soft. I pull the blanket up over your ankles and up your legs, and you can feel the relaxation slowly spreading into your legs. The blanket is so safe and soft, and everything covered by it feels so safe and comfortable. You can feel your entire body letting go, from the skin down deep into the bones, feeling completely relaxed and heavy. As I pull the blanket up over your skin, the warm and heavy relaxation is spreading up through your legs, completely erasing all stress and tension and making them feel so incredibly comfortable. I pull the blanket up over your knees and your lower legs, ankles, feet, and toes are completely relaxed, feeling warm, heavy, and numb. And as I move it further up your legs, covering your thighs with this relaxing blanket, you can feel your thigh muscles letting go as all tension just melts away. The blanket feels so nice, and every part of your body it covers feels so relaxed, warm, and comfortably numb. And as I pull the blanket over your waist, covering your entire legs, just allow yourself to slip a bit deeper into this comfortable state. Just let go and focus on my voice while you drift down into trance. I move the blanket over your stomach, and you can feel all the muscles in your stomach and lower back letting go. My blanket feels so soft and heavy, and being covered by it gives you a strong sensation of safety and comfort. Your back and stomach feel so comfortable and relaxed, all the tension melting away, leaving you so comfortable and deeply relaxed. And as I cover your chest, you might find your breathing becoming a little bit deeper and a little bit more relaxed with every gentle breath. Breathing in relaxation with every breath in and exhaling all residual tension with every breath out. Breathing in comfort, letting go of all tension and sinking deeper as you exhale. Now, as I spread my warm and heavy blanket over your arms, you can feel your upper arms relax and become heavy as all tension evaporates. The heavy relaxation flows down through your elbows, saturating your lower arms and helping you to let go even more. Allow it to flow down through your wrists and into your hands, filling the palms of your hands with warm relaxation and replacing all tension. And now feel how it slowly flows into each and every finger, one after the other, completely filling them with heaviness and relaxation. I pull the blanket up to your neck, relaxing your neck and shoulders deeply and completely. And you can feel all tension gently melting away as they become warm and relaxed. Now your entire body is covered by this warm, soft, and heavy blanket, gently pulling you deeper and deeper into this wonderful and peaceful state. And with every gentle breath, you can allow yourself to sink down deeper into trance, becoming even more comfortable and relaxed. It feels so good to let go and allow the heaviness to pull you down into an even deeper trance state. And now that your body is so deeply relaxed, let's help you to relax your mind just as deep. You will find that every gentle word I speak will help you to let go of your mind, relax your thoughts, and allows you to focus more and more on my voice. And you can even let go of my words and only listen to the sound of my voice if it helps you to relax even deeper. Now I would like you to imagine that you're standing atop a stairway. And you can imagine your stairway any way you want. There are 10 steps leading you down. Imagine it and then see it. How wide is it? What material is it made of? Is there a carpet on your stairway? What material is the handrail made of? And in a moment, we're going to walk down the stairway together. And with every step, you will find that you will sink twice as deep into trance. And when we reach the bottom of the stairs, you will be in a deep and peaceful trance, completely relaxed and focused only on my voice. And at the bottom, you will find a door. And passing through this door will make you drop at least 10 times as deep into trance. Because this is a special door that will help you to go into the deepest and most comfortable trance you ever experienced. And when you're down the stairs, you will pass through the door and sink into a deeper level of trance than you ever were before, feeling incredibly heavy and peaceful. 10. Relaxing more with every step as I guide you down the stairs and into a deep and peaceful trance. 9. Leaving all your cares and stresses far behind you as you let go deeper and deeper with every single step. 8. And with the next step, something absolutely fascinating will happen, because with the next step, you will not go twice as deep, but 3 times as deep. 7. So deep now, knowing that with the next step and the next number, you will double the depth of your trance again, making you go even deeper. 6. And no matter how deep you go, you know that you can always go even deeper, experience an even more profound and deep level of trance. 5. Halfway down the stairs, and already so incredibly deep in trance, just sinking ever deeper with every single step you take. 4. And your mind just fades away more and more. You become aware of the door at the bottom of the stairway. 3. You're already so deep, you can only wonder how deep you will go once you walk through the door and go at least 10 times as deep. 2. And you're so deep in trance, the steps below your feet feel like they are made of rubber, so soft and comforting as your feet sink slightly into the material. 1. And you're on the last step. The ground feels so soft as you sink down into it. With the next step, you're at the base of the stairway and ready to walk through the door into a deeper level of trance than you ever were before. 0. And now, my little boy, now that you're in a nice and comfortable trance, it is time to surrender even deeper and open up your mind to my words. And yet, today is going to work a little bit different. Today, you can think of me as your trainer. Because you're not surrendering to my control and authority, but to the control and dominance of your wife. That's right, my little boy. I'm going to put you deeper into a trance, and at the same time, I will push you into a mindset where you feel completely submissive and devoted to your wife. Are you ready for this experience, my little boy? Of course you are. Now let's begin, little boy. I want you to imagine that you are standing before your wife. See her vividly in your inner mind, standing directly before you. And the first thing I want you to notice as you look at her is how incredibly beautiful she is and how deeply you love her. That's right. Just look deeply into her eyes and feel how much you desire her. Let your emotions for her freely flood into your mind while you savor her beauty. And yet, there is more than just admiration and desire, isn't it? Of course there is. You are standing before a strong and dominant woman. Just being in her presence makes you feel controlled and submissive. And that's good, little boy. That's what today is all about. About embracing your position beneath your wife. About accepting that you are a submissive boy who craves to serve his wife. And you might already begin to feel it. Just being in her presence pushes your mind down into an obedient and open state. And now, little boy, now it's time to really surrender to your wife. I'm going to guide you deeper into this trance, and at the same time, you will become completely open and submissive to your wife. And you're going to surrender completely to her, because this is what this trance is all about pledging complete submission to your wife, and about making her life more comfortable and enjoyable by becoming the best submissive husband you can possibly be. Are you ready for this big step into a better and more harmonious future with your wife? Of course you are. Let's begin to put you completely into the control of your wife. And you're still imagining standing before your wife. Now, while you keep eye contact with your wife, I want you to experience how your knees are slowly growing weak. Feel how weak her dominance makes you. And then just naturally sink down to your knees, down to your rightful place, kneeling before your strong, beautiful, and dominant wife. Look up into her eyes and feel how powerful your wife is. Allow this beautiful feeling of submission to permeate through your body as you slowly sink deeper into her control. And it feels good, doesn't it? It feels good to be in your natural and rightful place, submissively kneeling before your wife and looking up into her eyes. And it feels even better to see her in her rightful place, standing above you, towering over you, and looking down at you. It feels so right and good because she is exactly where she belongs, in a position where she has power and authority over you. And just by creating this wonderful image in your mind, you're putting yourself into a mindset where you are completely submissive to your wife and completely controlled by your wife. That's right, little boy. Even though we are still in the process of putting you into a deep submissive trance, you're already training your mind for submission to your wife. Now, look up into the eyes of your wife and experience how right it feels. This is where both of you belong. She belongs in a position of power, towering over you and controlling you. And you belong under her, down on the ground, kneeling and prostrating yourself before her. And of course you belong under her control. Feel how this little mental image of you kneeling before your wife represents the deeper truth of your relationship. Kneeling before her feels so right, because it is right. This is where you belong, in the control of your wife. Now, while you look up into your wife's eyes, I want you to imagine that your wife is petting your head. That's right, she's petting you like a good, obedient pet. Or maybe like a good, obedient, and submissive husband. And that's exactly what you feel, isn't it? Her petting is like a praise that makes you feel incredibly wonderful and confirms that you are exactly where you need to be. And it feels wonderful to completely surrender to your wife and let her be in charge. There is nothing you have to decide. There is nothing you have to plan. There is nothing you have to worry about. All you have to do is simply obey. That's all. And isn't that a simple life? The simple, wonderful, and pleasure of life of an obedient and submissive husband. And I'm sure you are already ready to let your wife guide you down into a trance where you are completely submissive to her and where you will be reprogrammed into the perfect domesticated husband. Let's begin, my little boy. Feel your wife still petting your head. Then feel her running her fingers through your hair before firmly grabbing it so she can guide your head. That's right, little boy. Your wife easily takes control of you while you are still down on your knees. And then she begins to pull your head forward, forcing you to crawl next to her on all fours. And yet, that's not all. Now is it, little boy? Being helplessly controlled like this by your wife instantly makes you feel a lot more helpless and submissive. It's almost as if the physical control she has over your body is just a representation of the strong control she has over your mind. You feel so incredibly submissive and controlled while you obediently crawl next to your wife, simply obeying her control. And you begin to experience how much freedom her control gives you. There is nothing you have to think about or decide. All you have to do is simply obey. And it feels good, doesn't it, to be able to let go of all cares and stresses and just surrender to your wife. And as you obediently crawl next to her, mindlessly following her lead, you realize that she guided you to an elevator. The doors are still closed, and you can see yourself reflected on the shiny metal. As your wife waits for the elevator to arrive, and you obediently wait for her hand on your head to pet you, you take a closer look at your reflection. It feels incredibly right to see yourself in this position, completely controlled by your wife. Take a look at yourself, down on all fours beneath your wife. And then you take a look at your wife. How easily she's controlling you with one hand. How powerful she looks, towering over you. It feels good to see her in such a position of power and authority over you. And it feels just as good to see yourself in such a powerless position beneath her. And this is the moment where you understand that you are right where you belong. You have an epiphany while you kneel before your wife, just like a little pet. And you realize how true this is. You're not waiting for the elevator. Your wife is waiting for the elevator. You are waiting for her hand to move and guide you. And this simple realization that this is exactly where you belong drops you even deeper into a completely submissive state. And then you suddenly hear the bing of the elevator. The shiny metal door slides aside, and your reflection is replaced by the inside of the elevator. Your wife begins to move, pulling you inside the elevator. You can feel the cold and smooth marble floor of the elevator under your hands and feet. And then the doors close. You look around you and slowly begin to understand that this isn't just an ordinary elevator. All the things you are visualizing are simply representations of the processes in your own mind. That's why kneeling before your wife made you feel so submissive. It was simply a visual representation of your mind submitting to your wife. Her hand in your hair was a representation of your mind surrendering some control to your wife. And this elevator represents the trance process that will open you up and prepare you to be reprogrammed as a perfect submissive husband. Of course, nobody but you can allow access to your innermost mind. And that's okay, because I know that you desire to be reprogrammed for your wife. You have to surrender to this process, and you accept it by pushing the button and settings with elevator in motion. And once you do it, once you consent to it, this elevator will take you and your wife down into the deepest depth of your mind, where you will be reprogrammed into the perfect domesticated husband. Now imagine your wife is turning your head around, forcing you to look up into her eyes. And as you look into her eyes, it is time to make a decision. You can either accept your wife's dominance, push the button, and be reprogrammed to be her perfect domesticated husband, or you can decide to leave this trance. But of course, we both know what you really want to do. We know why you are here. Feel your wife turning your head around so that you are facing the controls of the elevator. You can see a display, currently displaying the number 10. A single button with a red light and a handprint scanner that's also lighted red. And now it's up to you. You have to give your wife permission to access your innermost mind, where you can be easily reprogrammed into her perfect domesticated husband. It almost feels as if time is slowing down as you raise your dominant hand from the floor and press it against the scanner. For a second or two, nothing happens. Suddenly, the backlighting of the scanner as well as the light on the button switch to green, and you know that you just opened up your mind and shut down all your defenses. And then you feel your wife's hand pushing the button, and the elevator begins to move downward. Traveling down in this elevator is a curious experience. You know that this elevator going down is simply a representation of your mind falling down into a deep and open trance. And you can feel it. All your tension, all your stress, All your worries and cares, even all your thoughts, are draining away from your mind as this elevator slowly descends. The number on the display goes down to 9, and you can feel how your mind opens up to every single word. It feels incredible to completely surrender to your wife. And as the number 8 appears on the display, you can feel your submission to your wife doubling in intensity. And as you descend further and further into your own mind, you are leaving your heavy and relaxed body behind you. The display drops down to 7, and your own mind drops down into an even deeper trance. You know you are safe. You still feel the hand of your wife in your hair, firmly guiding you and reminding you that she is here with you. And so you simply allow yourself to fall even deeper into her control as the elevator moves down to the 6th level. Everything is right with the world. This is exactly where you belong, deep in the control of your wife. And as the display drops to 5, you begin to slowly drift into a wonderful and euphoric state of complete submission to your wife. You feel perfect, and you are right where you belong, in your wife's control. The display goes down to 4, and the euphoric pleasure that comes from being completely open and submissive to your wife doubles in intensity. You are completely surrendering to your wife, and you can feel it. Your submission is so strong, it almost feels like a physical force inside your head. And while the display drops to 3, you become briefly aware how isolated you are from the outside world, before this thought is washed away by a wave of blissful submission. Instead, you just focus on the hand of your wife controlling and guiding you. You are right where you are supposed to be. And you enjoy to drop deeper into her control as the display goes down to 2. And you feel the last bits of your control fading away from your mind. You want to be completely in her control. And you desire to be programmed to be the perfect domesticated husband. And that's the only thought in your mind as the display goes down to 1. And you feel that you're completely immersed in her power and control. This is right for you. This is where you desire to be. And then the display drops down again, down to 0. 0 like the number of thoughts in your mind right now. You mindlessly look at the display as it blinks out and the number disappears. And then you hear the bing of the elevator again, and the doors open. Before you are able to even think about what you want to do next, you feel the hand of your wife on your head, controlling you. Without a thought, you begin to move, obediently following your wife. She walks you to a big, comfortable leather armchair and stops you right before it. As she lets go of your head, you obediently wait for her to sit down. And then she's lounging comfortably in the chair right before you. She gently taps her thigh and you instantly get the message. You crawl up to her and gently play for your head on her thigh. She smiles at you warmly and begins to gently pet your head. And so you kneel there, enjoying her attention and simply letting your thoughts fade away. You just close your eyes and sink deeper with every gentle touch. And of course, you understand that this, again, is just a representation of your state of mind. The image you are enjoying right now simply represents the mindset you are in right now. Right now, your mind has completely surrendered to your wife. You are in the state where you are completely submissive to your wife, and where my words reprogram you for your wife. That's right. You have willingly and completely surrendered all your control to your wife. And now I'm going to program you for her. I'm going to turn you into a perfect, submissive, domesticated husband. And right now it's time to start your training. Before we begin to domesticate you, I want you to take a moment to think about how much of the work in your household you're doing right now. Are you doing more than half of it? You should be, you know. Even if you weren't a submissive man who wants to provide his wife with domestic services, you should be responsible for half of it. That would be just your normal share as a partner. And that is important as you become a good domesticated husband. You have to understand that half of the work is simply your normal responsibility. And only work that exceeds this regular responsibility is really in service to your wife. Simply fulfilling your natural share of the work in the partnership is nothing you can take submissive pride from. This is simply the responsibility of every man in a partnership. After all, we are living in the 21st century, and only complete sexist assholes expect the wife to do all the housework. And you understand that you can't expect praise just for not being a sexist asshole. This part is expected from you as a man. You will only be praised as a domesticated husband for the housework you do that exceeds your natural share. And you have to understand this. You owe her 50% just because you are a partner. And only the work that exceeds your 50% will earn you praise as an obedient, domesticated husband. And that's what you really want, isn't it? You want to become the perfect domesticated husband because you understand that this kind of real-life service is the ultimate form of submission. Just think about it. There are a lot of ways to submit to her, but most exist just for their own sake. And yet, when you do housework for her, it is so much more. First of all, it is real submission. Not just submission only the submissive enjoys, like kneeling before her. When you are doing housework for her, you are doing something that makes her life better. You are giving her quality of life. And you are giving her a very rare gift: free leisure time. When you kneel before her, you communicate that you want to serve her, not more and not less. When you take housework off her hands, you actually do serve her. You're taking an unpleasant job, and you do it for her. And isn't that what every good submissive wants to do for their dominant wife? Of course it is. And yet there is a lot more, because you were demonstrating true submission to her when you do housework. It's easy to just kneel before her when she's with you and don't think about it the rest of the time. But that's not true submission, now is it? And yet, when you are a good domesticated husband, you're demonstrating that you desire to be submissive to her. You are working for her even while she's not there to supervise you, and that will give your submission to her a whole new level of reality. You're not talking about your desire to submit to her. You're demonstrating it, living it. And just think about it from her perspective. It's not just a beautiful sign of submission, which she will understand even if you don't talk about it, but also increases her standard of living. She doesn't need to get up to do the housework you already did. She doesn't even need to think or stress about it. She can enjoy her life a little bit more. And keep in mind, little boy, this might also make your life a lot more interesting. Not only because you constantly remind her of your submission without needing any words, but also because she has more free time to be playful. And you know what I talk about, don't you, little boy? When you are stressed, you're not thinking sexual and kinky thoughts. The same is true for your wife. And a big part of your gift as a domesticated husband is giving her leisure time, time to enjoy herself, and maybe some time to enjoy you. And you might be surprised how strongly dominant women react to this kind of subtle real-life service. This kind of real commitment tends to push them into a real playful and dominant state of mind. And that's also the point. This is going to be the driving force that's going to turn you into the perfect domesticated husband. You will be driven by your desire to please her and by your submission to her, because you understand for every little bit of housework you're taking off her hands is making her life better. And as a little reward, I'm going to make sure that working for your wife will always be a submissive and pleasurable experience. And yet, you know, it is her pleasure and enjoyment that really counts. You are working for her. You want to be the best domesticated husband you can possibly be, because you understand that it gives her enjoyment and pleasure. And because you are a good submissive, that's what's most important to you. You desire to be the best domesticated husband for your wife you can possibly be. You understand that this is a real opportunity to give her joy and make her life better. And yet it's even more than that. As a dominant woman, I can tell you how enjoyable this kind of services are. And it's not even really the time or work you save, even though that is enjoyable too. It's knowing that there's someone who willingly does it for you. Knowing that there's someone who submits his time and work as a gift for you. And you can't even imagine how amazing this dominant headspace this kind of service creates, feels. It's one of the most amazing gifts you can possibly give to her, because you're not just only freeing her from the work and stress, but you also give her this amazing dominant headspace. And that's what you desire, isn't it? Of course you do. You want her to feel dominant. You want her to feel in control. And this desire will drive you to be a good domesticated husband for her. And yet, I want you to enjoy this too. And so from now on, whenever you work for her, you will remember to remember how good your service feels to her. Doing any kind of housework for her will become a trigger for you. And every time you begin to do any housework, you're going to find that you will quickly drop into a submissive state of mind, as submissive and controlled by her as you are feeling right now. And you will be locked into the submissive mindset for as long as you're working for her. That's right, little boy. Whenever you are doing any housework for her, you will be lost in a submissive bliss, because you know that you are doing it for her. And every single time, the submissive bliss will grow stronger and stronger, conditioning you to work harder for your wife and become a better domesticated husband. And once you are done, once you have been a good domesticated husband and you have finished your work for her, you can enjoy a wonderful afterglow. That's right. When you have done a good job for her, you will feel the submissive afterglow, and you will be proud that you have been such a good domesticated husband. You will know that you have done a good job for your wife, and that you have made her life more comfortable and enjoyable. And that's how it's going to feel for you from now on whenever you're serving your wife by doing some housework. Just imagine it for me right now, little boy. We're going to do a little thought experiment. I want you to imagine that you're standing in your kitchen right before your trash can. You know that you have a few minutes. Maybe you have to wait for your wife, and you want to spend those few minutes doing something productive. And so you decide to take the trash out. You begin to take the trash bag out of the trash can, and as soon as you begin to work for your wife, you feel the submissive sensations flooding your mind. It feels amazing. Instantly, all your stress just melts away, and you effortlessly slide into this wonderful, calm, and submissive mindset. And to top it all off, you're feeling a low-level pleasure beginning to fill your body, melting your thoughts even more. That's how it's going to feel from now on whenever you do any housework for your wife. And so you walk outdoors, lost in this wonderful submissive bliss. Maybe your thoughts turn to your wife and how wonderful it is to be a good domesticated husband for her. Or maybe you just enjoy the submissive bliss filling your empty mind. It doesn't really matter what submissive thoughts are going through your mind, because you're going to find that time just flies when you are in this wonderful mindset. And before you even know, you're already back, putting a new bag into the trash can, while you're still completely surprised how easy it is to work for your wife, while you are in this amazing submissive state of mind. You are so lost in the desire to serve your wife that any work you do for her becomes a pleasure. And before you know it, you're already done, enjoying the submissive afterglow and being proud that you are such a good domesticated husband. And from now on, you want to use any opportunity to be a good domesticated husband. And the beautiful part of being a domesticated husband is that there are so many opportunities to submit to your wife. Big opportunities, small opportunities, opportunities you can plan for, and opportunities that just happen. And every single one provides you the chance to become a better domesticated husband. Every day you have opportunities to demonstrate your submission. Maybe you're planning half a day where you are taking care of all the washing and ironing. This could be a big opportunity to really demonstrate that you are a well-trained and very submissive domesticated husband. Or maybe you just walk from one room to the other and see a smudge or a piece of trash, and you instantly realize this is a little opportunity to be a good domesticated husband. And you instantly take care of it. And of course, there are some opportunities that allow you to submit even deeper. Imagine you just have cooked her favorite meal for her. It gives you the opportunity to serve her directly by serving her food. Or you could do even better. You could arrange her plate in a decorative way to give her the restaurant feel. Then serve her food to her as if you were just a waiter, and just like that you directly served her, and put her into a wonderful, dominant headspace. Maybe you even arrange your plate in a plain way, just to subtly underline that she is in control, and that the extra effort of arranging the plate in a decorative way is just for her. And you will quickly find that your perception is going to change. You will become more attentive of those opportunities to serve your wife, because every time you are doing it, the submissive bliss and pleasure will condition you and make you an even better domesticated husband. And you're going to take pride in your work, and you want your wife to be proud of you. Every day, this training is changing you a little bit more, slowly forming you into the perfect domesticated husband. You will take pride in taking care of the household because you know how amazing this feels for your wife. And of course, every time you do it, the submissive bliss will make all the work you do for your wife incredibly pleasurable. You know that every little bit of work you do is a wonderful submissive gift you are laying at the feet of your wife. And you're proud of it. You are proud to be a good domesticated husband. And now that this training is deeply embedded in your mind, it is slowly time to get you back to the waking world. First of all, I want you to become aware that you are still deep inside your own mind. You are still kneeling before your wife, completely open to our control. And because you're completely open and submissive to your wife, you know that all my suggestions will have a powerful impact on you. You are in a state of complete surrender to your wife, and you accept every single suggestion for her. And all suggestions are deeply and permanently inscribed into your mind, training you and forcing you to become the perfect domesticated husband. And right now, I want you to take your head off her thigh and look up into her eyes. Look into her eyes and feel her control and dominance. And in this moment, you know that every single suggestion is permanently etched into your mind by my power, before her power and control flows over it like a clear paint, making it absolutely permanent. You belong to her. You are the perfect domesticated husband. And then she stands up again, grabs your head again, and leads you back into the elevator. You quickly see the numbers counting up as you leave your innermost mind. And you know that all my suggestions will stay behind, permanently locked into the core of your mind. Before you know it, you hear the bing of the elevator, and your wife leads you out of it. The door of the elevator closes, and you know that you can only get back to these suggestions deep in your mind with the help of your wife, because right now you are locked out of it by her control. And soon it's time to end this trance for today and completely wake you back up again. In a moment, I'm going to wake you up again, and when you wake up, you will find your mind profoundly changed. All my suggestions will swirl around in your brain, reminding you who and what you really are. You are a domesticated husband, and you desire to be the best domesticated husband you can possibly be. You desire to work hard for your wife and demonstrate that you are an obedient and well-trained domesticated husband she can be proud of. You know that listening to this file was your own free choice, and now you are trapped, forced to become a good domesticated husband. And every single time you even just think about it, all my suggestions are engraved deeper and deeper into your weak mind, becoming even more permanent. And now it's time to wake back up. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and with every number, you will wake up a little bit further while all my suggestions sink deeper into your mind, where they will permanently control you on a deep level. Get ready to come back to the waking world. 1. Feel all my suggestions sinking deeply into your mind. 2. Slowly waking back up again, drifting back to awareness. 3. Knowing your subconscious mind will follow all of my suggestions. 4. Feel your body beginning to slowly come back from this trance. 5. Halfway awake, feeling so refreshed and wonderful. 6. Become more awake and more alert with every second. 7. Feeling your body stir, your eyelids begin to flutter as you wake up completely. 8. Your entire body feeling normal again. Stretch yourself as you wake back up. 9. And with the next number, you will open your eyes and be completely alert and awake. 10. Open your eyes, completely awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this little trance and that you're going to enjoy the journey ahead of you. I'm proud of you for your desire to become a good domesticated husband for your wife. And I'm certain that this will be very beneficial for your relationship. I loved toying with you, and I'm looking forward to spend more time in your mind, little domesticated husband. Your Dark Freya.